All right, I can't do this sermon by myself this morning. Can I have the kids come back up? They don't want to leave their folders. You guys can sit back down. I'm going to let you each take one egg, though do not open it and do not shake it, okay? Everybody gets one. Everybody gets one. Don't open it. Don't open it. It's a mad dash for Easter eggs. One fell out and cracked open. Don't look. Which one, Wyatt? Green. All right. All right, in the back. All right, adults, all I have to say is God is good when we get a front this full with kids in the church. Everybody got one? You got one, Mason? All right, everybody got one? All right, what do you think might possibly be inside of an Easter egg? What do you guys hope will be inside of an Easter egg when you catch one? Maybe candy? Toys? Aiden says $50. I don't know how you'd fit $50 in that, but... You can attempt it. Ooh, that's got water still. All right, maybe there's candy, maybe there's toys, maybe there's stickers, maybe there's tattoos in there, maybe there's money if you're really special. All sorts of things could be in an Easter egg. When you guys have Easter egg hunts on Sunday morning, you get anticipation. What am I going to get in all those eggs and in my baskets? So right about now, why don't you open up your Easter eggs and see what I put in them for you?
Nothing.
Nothing? What do you guys feel about getting an Easter egg with nothing?
Boo.
Boo. Elijah says it's okay. Elijah, why do you like an empty egg? It won't rot your teeth. Nothing will rot your teeth, right? Or make you hyperactive. Well, you know, if I was you, I'd probably be pretty disappointed that there was nothing in that egg. And I was thinking about it. There's some times in life we get kind of disappointed. Maybe you're disappointed when you meet somebody at school and you hope that they're going to be your friend and then they don't want to be your friend. Or maybe you don't get a grade on a paper or a test or a project that you wanted. Maybe you didn't win the science fair or you didn't win the championship game for your team. There's a lot of times you could get disappointed in life, huh? Adults, we even get disappointed. The trouble is when we get disappointed as you get older, it seems like the disappointments get bigger, don't they? You didn't get into the college that you wanted, or you didn't get the job that you wanted, or you didn't get the house or the apartment that you wanted, or you didn't get the answer that you wanted, or you didn't get the healing that you wanted. Those disappointments just kind of get bigger. And here in our scripture at the beginning, we have a really big disappointment that happens. You see, I don't know if you read, if you heard in the scripture what Mr. Gene read, but it said that when the women went to the tomb, okay, in ours today, it just said Mary. Sometimes it adds other women too. Okay, shh, time to listen. When they went to the tomb, it said it was still dark outside. It was so early in the morning, it was still dark outside. And it reminds me of kind of those dark times in life, those times when you don't get the things you want, and it just kind of seems like it makes you all dark and sad. Well, those women, they were really sad because Jesus on Friday had died on the cross, and they had put him in the tomb. And they were waiting to Sunday to prepare him to be with God. They were going to put spices on him and oils on him. And they were going to the tomb. And adults, we know this story for the most part, right? Here they're heading to the tomb. And what happens? But when it comes into sight, they see that the rock has been rolled away. Now, I don't know if you know, at that time, there were grave robbers. And there were people that would come and steal bodies out of graves. And they'd steal the stuff that they were put with. And so here they are, they run to it thinking, maybe somebody's done something bad. And when they get there, they were just as disappointed as when you opened those eggs. They were disappointed because Jesus that they loved wasn't in that tomb. He wasn't there. And they felt so sad and so disappointed. It was just like those eggs. It's just like when those things happen in life that we don't want to happen. We sometimes call this the dark night of the soul. And these nights, they can turn into darkness that comes even more. Sometimes the disappointments come so much, we can find ourselves getting depressed. We can find ourselves getting sick from it. And it seems like it's just a spiral that gets worse and worse. But you know what? I see in this, I think about these Easter lilies. Do you guys see all these Easter lilies up here?
Yeah.
Are they awfully pretty?
Yeah.
especially the ones that opened up. You know, I thought I was going to be disappointed because as of Friday, very few of them had opened up, and I went, oh no, we're not going to have Easter lilies for Easter. But here a lot of them opened up, but how did these Easter lilies start? Did they start as plants? What did they start as? All right, they started as a seed. And what do we have to do when we have a seed? We got to take a seed and we got to bury it deep into the earth, right? And then we cover it with the dirt, and then we water it, and we make sure it has sunlight, right? And then we have to sit and wait, don't we? Waiting is the worst thing in all the world, right? Waiting is the worst. So you got to wait, and you keep watering it. And day after day, you look, and you think, is my seed going to turn into a plant? If you're like me, and you have a brown thumb, and you're not very good at getting things to grow, you think, oh no, too many days have passed. Maybe I messed it up. Maybe my seed's not going to turn into a plant. But deep down into that earth, God is breaking that seed open. And that plant is starting to grow out of it. And eventually, it's going to rise up out of that dirt, and new life is going to bloom, right? So it makes me think, all right, God sometimes does surprising things. Like, sometimes Pastor Stacy has another basket of eggs. And this is like what happened on Sunday. We'll let them have a quick mad dash. You want one, Wyatt? How about green, buddy? You got green? This one you get to keep. All right. Okay, wait. Just one. This is not the Easter egg hunt. Just one so everybody gets one. Easter egg hunt will happen after worship, I promise. One so everybody gets one. All right, and I'm going to let you take those eggs and take them back to where you're sitting with your parents so you can finish with your coloring and you can enjoy your snack. Just make sure your trash goes into the bag. All right, you got it? So here's what happened, okay? Sometimes God surprises us. Like God can surprise us when those plants suddenly come up out of the ground. And Mary, she had a surprise, didn't she? Because she was the one that stuck around. Everybody else felt that disappointment. They felt the darkness of that morning, and they went home with disappointment. They went home thinking Jesus was gone and there was no hope left. But God's sitting there going, wait a second, I got something brewing, don't I? I've got other plans for this morning. And so here Mary's sitting there, and there's two angels sitting there. And they ask her, Mary, why are you crying? And of course, she gives them the sob story. They've taken my Lord from me. They've taken my friend. They've taken him. And she just sits there wallowing in this moment. But then Jesus appears, doesn't he? And the great one is that Jesus appears, and it says she doesn't recognize him, which means he doesn't look like himself. He doesn't look like he's just reincarnated out of the dead. But here's Jesus, and he asks her the same question. Woman, why are you crying, right? And again, she gives the sob story. My Lord's been taken from me. And at this point, Jesus says the one word that's going to shock her, right? The one word that's going to shock her like the kids got shocked by fresh eggs coming out that actually had something in them. He says her name. He says Mary, and it says right at that, hearing her name in his voice, she knows immediately it's him. And her whole life's been turned around in that moment. As she responds, Rabboni, in Hebrew saying, teacher, seeing that God has sprung new life out of him. Well, God is always working, isn't he? I mean, this is the message of Easter, that there are dark nights of the soul. There are those moments when we're disappointed. There are those moments when we don't win. There are those moments when it seems there's no hope left in the situation. But God says, I'm working on it. I've got plans. You just have to patiently wait. From Friday to Sunday, God was working on that seed under the ground with Jesus. He was preparing him to spring forth with new life, with resurrection. And God does that in our lives as well. Maybe we didn't get that job, or we didn't get that house, or we didn't get that friend. But God says, maybe that's not my ultimate plan. Maybe I'm working on something even better. Maybe I'm working on something that will just surprise you in what it is. Because God says, I am always working. That's the story of Easter. God knows what he is doing. But the story doesn't end there. The story doesn't end as soon as Mary sees that Jesus is alive. The chapter doesn't end and we just move on. But here's Mary, this great thing has happened. He's finally back, and what does she want to do? She just wants to hold on to him, right? I think about if you've ever been separated from somebody that you love and you finally get them back and it's like, I'm not letting you go. But Jesus tells her, you can't hold on to me, right? My time's not up to ascend to the Father, but now it's your turn, Mary. He says, I need you to go and tell my story. I need you to go and tell what has happened. And so Mary becomes the first evangelist, the first to share the good news, the first to tell of what God has done. But the beauty, again, the story doesn't finish there. The story continues as we get to Thomas. Thomas, who's one of the most real of all disciples, because what does he say? I won't believe it until I feel it, right? That skeptic that lies in each one of us. All right, you know, I'm not going to believe I won $1 million until I see the check with my name and it clears the bank, right? Okay? If anybody wants to give me $1 million, you can. I'll believe you. But we don't believe things until we can feel them and have the evidence. And so we can relate to Thomas. We can relate to him saying, well, you know, I hear you, Mary. I hear you, other disciples, but I want to feel it for myself. And Jesus doesn't scorn him or mock him or send him away. You of little faith, I'm done with you. But Jesus holds out his hand and says, if that's what you need, then take it. And Thomas puts his fingers in those hands, and then he's able to be that evangelist, that teller of the good news that says, I felt it for myself. He's not a ghost. He's not a figment of our imagination. I have put my hand in my finger in the hole of his hand, and he is real. But then there's more to the story because we got to have Peter because I love Peter. Peter that denied Jesus 3 times. Peter who betrayed his greatest friend, his teacher, his Lord, 3 times over denying him. And here when Jesus gets his time with him, 3 times over redeems him. Not Peter, are you sorry? Not Peter, do you want forgiveness? But Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Then feed my sheep, tend my sheep. He redeems him and raises him to a new life to build the church. This is our story. This is our story where God says, I have sent Jesus for you so that the story doesn't finish. It was not Jesus was nailed to a cross and died, period. The Roman soldiers didn't get the last word when they took that breath from him. But God says the story only begins with the cross, and it continues with new life. God says, I have a plan for you, a plan for new life, a plan for eternal life, if you will just embrace your story that I have written upon you. My friends, will you pray with me? God, we give you thanks for this Easter morning. We give you thanks that the story was not finished on the cross, that the story was not finished when the rock was rolled in front of the tomb, and that the story wasn't even finished when Jesus was resurrected. But that the story continued in giving him new life, but that the story continues with each one of us as you do new things with each one of us, as you plant seeds of hope within our hearts and grow it into wonders and miracles that we can see each day. We give you thanks for all that you do. We give you thanks for this Easter morning as your praise and glory come from our hearts and through our lips, straight to your ears. For it is in your name and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we live and pray. Amen.